Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter, A Vision for You, on the last page of that chapter, page 164. We're going to unpack paragraph 1 today. It begins with, Still You May Say, and ends with, Fellowship You Crave. Today's readers are Lorraine N., the 12 Traditions, Karen W., the 12, what did I say, Lorraine? Listen to me. The 12 Steps, Lorraine N., the 12 Traditions, Karen W. Reading the text today in support is Kara L., Devorah S., Janice P. M., newcomer greeter, sponsor gatherer, Roz G., and announcements is Leslie M. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 14849. 14,849, and that would be for Monday, June 22nd, 2020, the 10 a.m. And then today, we have a meeting this morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. That would be Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. That share ID number is 14854, 14,854. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Lorraine N. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. It's Lorraine N. in the great state of Oregon. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me share today, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine N. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much. Have a great meeting, everybody.
Thank you, Karen W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And as I was indicating, this would be the star 1 key function only as your source of muting, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 164, paragraph 1, and it begins with, Still You May Say. It ends with, Fellowship You Crave. And I would like to ask Kara L. to read that paragraph, please, and unpack it with her experience with according to the directions. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. This is Kara L., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Still You May Say, but I will not have the benefit of contact with you who write this book. We cannot be sure. God will determine that. So you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. And then there's an asterisk that says, Alcoholics Anonymous would be glad to hear from you. And then the address. And there's also the website, www.aa.org. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., covered compulsive overeater in Long Beach, California. I love this paragraph, and I think I say that every time, but I do. It reminds me, it's not who's bringing me the message. You know, there are a lot of really charismatic people that I run into, and I don't have to have the perfect sponsor. I don't have to be in the perfect place or do the perfect steps. What I do have to do is to have the perfect higher power. And in my book, my higher power always is, because that's my guide, you know. My sponsor said to me, you know, if you are ready, a toothpick could sponsor you. It doesn't matter. And it's true. And what happened to me for this last time, things just were in the right place. I was in the right place. The sponsor was put in my path, and we worked the steps, and I'm grateful. And my food cleared up, and I got this incredible connection with my higher power. So incredible that I get to check in with my higher power with everything. Everything I do. What should I eat? What should I wear? How should I move through this day? God, please give me an intuitive thought, inspiration, or a decision. And it's true. It's right here. And then we create fellowship. We're reminded that it's, you know, we reach out because there are fellows. And we don't know. We cannot be sure, it says. Things have happened in my life over the last couple years that I never thought I would see happen. And when I take my hands off of them and I leave it to my higher power and ask for guidance, everything just works out. And for that today, I'm incredibly grateful. I'm grateful for the sponsees that are put in my path. I'm grateful for the sponsors. I'm grateful for the fellows. And with that, I'll pass today. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara L. The time is now to open up for the remainder of the fellowship to comment on paragraph 1, page 164. Still, you may say is where we begin. And I wanted to offer this as well. We do value your experience. With your experience, strength, and hope, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too. So I'd like to take the names, at first name and last initial, of those that haven't shared in the last 3 days.
Michelle F.
Larry
Carol
G.
F. Larry G. Carol K.
Devorah S.
Oh, hey, Devorah. Did anybody else come in with Devorah?
Kathy K.
Kathy K.
From Sacramento.
From Sacramento.
Connie W.
Tamara W.
Connie.
Oh, Connie W. Connie. Okay, let's go with that lineup, please. Everyone else, if you please press star one to mute your phone. If you're not Larry, Michelle, then that would be good for the audio recording. And I have Michelle, Larry, Carol, Devorah, Kathy, and Connie.
Okay. Thank you, moderator, for your service and all those who have helped make this meeting possible. I'm Michelle F. I'm not really sure I can add a whole lot to this, but yeah, I am one of those people that doesn't crave fellowship. I actually am really afraid of people, but I know that I need to get past that and be of service and help other people. And the phone can weigh a lot for me anyways. But I really have gotten a lot of help just by asking my higher power for help to do that. And when I make the effort just a little bit, they meet me the rest of the way. And I get calls from people, and I'm able to help people and be of service. And, you can't place all your dependence upon people because they're not always going to be available. You know, the first thing that you should always do is pray. You know, if you're having cravings, pray. If you have to do something difficult, pray. Bring your higher powers with you. They're your lifeline. I'm not sure I can add more to that. So thank you very much. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Michelle F. We now have Larry G. followed by Carol K.
Good morning. This is Larry G. from California. Every call of mine, I'm just amazed at how there's so much meat in these small, tiny paragraphs. And I love the single-minded of purpose and with a visions for you and how we study each of these paragraphs. For me, I was Bill Dobson, who was a goner on May 17th. And I picked the phone up and I called a member of this fellowship, which led me to this call. And now I'm a free man. I have never in my entire time in OA since 1989 have I ever relied upon God like I'm relying upon God today. I'm in other fellowships. I turn my life and will over to Alcoholics Anonymous. I turn my life and will over to Debtors Anonymous. This program I did not want to turn my food over. I wanted to control it. And today, I rely upon God in ways I've never relied upon before. Hang on for one second. Last Saturday, I had my first bump in the road, and I ended up having to get on my knees and pray, and I made some outreach calls. I did not want to go back to the drink. The voice spoke to me, and it said, "This is a ruse. Vision for you, you know, it's a scam. Go eat." And it was strong. And that was the first test I had. And I literally got on my knees and I begged God to remove the obsession. And I called two members of this program and I got exactly what I needed. Thank you very much. And thank you for everybody for this call. I'm out.
Thank you, Larry G. Carol K., you're next. And then Deborah S.
Hi, this is Carol K. Just a quick short share. But I think a vital share. It says, so you must. The word must is used 72 times in this book. We need to really take a look at that when it says what we must do. We must remember that our real reliance is always, always reliance upon God. We can't rely on one another. You know, one of us can go down in a heartbeat. We only, you know, I always see a one day at a time. Actually, it's 1 second at a time because we don't know. There's no cure. We have a daily reprieve. So to rely upon one another to stay recovered, they're letting us know here is we need to rely upon God. Now, do we need each other as a whole in a program? Yes, we need the newcomers because that's step 12. We need to take them through the steps and give that gift that was so lovingly given to us. So at the end of the day, yes, in the beginning, we're white knuckle in it. We put the food down. We don't have a close relationship. Let me rephrase that. I didn't have a relationship with God in the beginning. So I had to white knuckle it to keep the food down and make outreach calls all day long every time I wanted to pick up. And today I no longer have to do that because I chose to go through the steps. See, at the end of the day, yes, we're compulsive overeaters, but we have a choice. We could either grab a sponsor who knows this big book well, go through the book, take that risk, and boy, I'm so grateful I took the risk. Excellent risk. Best risk I ever took in my life. Go through the book and live in the steps each and every day. And who do I rely upon every single day? Is God. I may say to friends or family members, what do you think about this? You know, what do you think about? But at the end of the day, even though I do that, I'll turn to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? With everything, not food, not just food, everything in my life. What do you think, God? Should I do this? Please show me. And he always steps forward and shows me. Why? Because I hold God's hand every second of every single day. And I'm happy living this type of life. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Carol K. Deborah S., you're up next, and then Kathy K. from Sacramento, California will follow you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Melanie, and everyone on this line that makes this meeting possible. My name is Deborah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey, and I'm just so inspired by everybody sharing and what I'm hearing. You know, I went to religious school my whole life, but it was religious, but I didn't get the spirituality like I get here from these meetings, and from this book. It's amazing. I'm just so blown away. But I will not have the benefit of contact with you who write this book. And, you know, the writers of this book must be shining down, must be looking and being so, like, excited to see, you know, the miracles that they have brought. You know, we may not have physical contact with them, but we certainly have this book that keeps us all connected, and we have the people who've gone before me. I mean, we're, like Carlin says, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, people before us who have led the way for us and are showing us that this is possible, that this way of life is possible for us, for all of us. And you know, he will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. You know, God, who is responsible for all this? You know, God, I can't depend on, yes, these people are great and I can learn from them. But the bottom line is, it comes from all, God made this possible. And craving, you know, it's funny how we use the word craving because it talks about craving in the doctor's opinion, you know, XXVII, you know, the phenomenon of craving. That's why I ate, because I have an allergy to the body and a phenomenon of craving and I can't stop once I start. But look at this, we're talking about, now we're not talking about the food. We're recovered already. We're past that, right? Page 164. You know, we've been through it all. And now what are we craving? We're craving people. I'm craving a relationship with my higher power to develop that, to keep growing closer to him. And that's the miraculous thing here. I'm not looking for food to take the edge off. I'm looking, you know, I'm looking to God. And like what other people said, you know, God, you know, with every step of the way, we're holding God's hands. We're asking him, you know, to show me what his will is for us today, each day. I'm personally, every morning, anything, a glitch comes up, I take that pause to say, okay, God, what is it that you want from me? You know, so I'm not opening up the refrigerator. I'm not looking through the cabinets. I'm not even bags and boxes because I don't crave that anymore. Thank you, God. But I am craving, you know, to develop a relationship and to get close to God. And I get it through people. I'm calling people into my 10 steps, you know, doing my 10 steps. You know, that is bringing me closer to God, you know, because I'm hearing from people, you know, what does God want from you? What is it that God wants? What's your purpose here? And that's the bottom line here. It's so spiritual, that connection that I'm making with the fellowship, connecting with another person, not keeping into my head, keeping it to myself, thinking it's going to go away, but doing the next right thing and asking for help and seeking God's will. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Deborah. Next up is Kathy Kay from Sacramento, California. And then after her will be Connie W. But get ready, in 6 minutes or less, there'll be opportunities for more people to comment on paragraph 1, page 164. I'll look forward to it. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the newcomer. I hope you hear something that makes you want to come back to our meeting. I'm always grateful for my higher power getting me motivated to wake up and attend this call. I'm in California, so it's kind of early, and I'm not a morning person. So every morning I wake up and listen to this wonderful call. It's such a great way to start my morning and put my focus on my higher power. I really appreciate all the shares I've heard. This past week I've had an experience where my best friend in the entire world has really needed me, and I'm someone who will show up for people in a way in the past I haven't been able to show up for myself. And so I recognize that, you know, I really, really need to lean into my higher power's help, or lean into my higher power's direction, that I need to take care of myself first, that I can't be of service to anyone if I don't abstain and connect with my higher power and put my focus on what his will is for me one day at a time. And that will give me the good orderly direction that I need to be of service to people. And when I am focused on my higher power's will for me, I have a life and a level of connection beyond my wildest dreams. And I am so grateful for this fellowship. I'm so grateful for this call because it's really focused me on the big book in a way that I haven't done in 20 years. So I'm just grateful for everyone who is stepping up and being of service and sharing their truth at this meeting, and for the newcomers who show up and remind me that, you know, we can all do hard things with our higher power's help one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy Kay. Up next is Connie W. If you want to press star one, please. And then we're going to open up the lines after Connie's 3 minute share to those that want to comment on paragraph one, page 164. So we got a star one for you, Connie, please. Give you one more second here to star one. It's your turn to speak.
Yes, moderator. This is Connie W.
From Virginia. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so sorry. Yes, excuses. I'm just sitting here looking at this paragraph again, and you know, that's an excuse. So I didn't get to meet Bill W. But Bill W. left a roadmap for me. He left a roadmap, and he left lots of fellows and programs and sponsors and newcomers for me to be able to help and reach out and help. I've got a roadmap, you know. I got a roadmap every morning when I get up, you know, when I have the quiet time. If I'm disturbed, you know, to sit and be quiet and to listen. You know, that's my default. I don't know how to listen. I can talk, but I cannot listen. And if I'm not listening, I cannot hear what he has to say. And he's telling me every day, yeah, this is what you do. This is A, this is B, this is C. Do this, and you will succeed. With that, I'll pass, and thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Connie W. So the lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 1, page 164. If you haven't shared in the last 3 days, we'd love to hear from you. But if you have shared within the last 3 days, then we'd ask that you just step back a moment. Take your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Hello, Brittany.
Robin P.
V. Robin P.
Sherry KB.
Sherry KB.
Leslie Wood.
Leslie Wood, yeah.
Leandra M.
Leandra M. Like Mary?
Janice,
yes.
K.
Janice K. Okay.
Mo H.
Mo H. I'm going to stop there in the interest of time to see what happens with this lineup here. So what I have so far, thank you, everyone. Everyone else, if you press star 1 on your phone keypad, please, even if you think you have, give it a test. And I'm going to go with Britt V first and then Robin P. Then follow that will be Sherry KB, Leslie W., Leandra M., Janice K., and Mo H.
Hi, I'm
so
Britt V.
Else, star 1
I
besides
am a,
Rom. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hi, I am Britt V. I am a compulsive overeater. You must remember that your real reliance is always upon him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. That is most certainly true. I have been working hard to let go, to not always try to micromanage God's affairs, because I think that he does very well. Thank you very much. And finally, I'm starting to see little glimmers of light, some of the miracle happening to me. I have been practicing abstinence for only a month, but it's starting to reap results. I feel so grateful. A couple of days ago, I made contact with a female priest friend of mine. She's a wonderful person. In my particular case, the compulsive overeating started from a very young age and was in response to severe childhood trauma. And this woman has lovingly invited me to work with her because there are some things in her life that are of specific concern to my own issues. And I'm so incredibly humbled and grateful and looking forward to greater growth, greater discomfort, and the promise of one day transitioning from just abstinence into actual recovery. Thank you all very much for your service. With that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Britt. Next up is Robin P., and then Sherry KB, you'll follow Robin.
Hey, good morning, Mel. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. And, you know, but I will not have the benefit of contact with those who write this book, but we do. We have it through God, as it says, and we have it through, it's passed down, you know, through my sponsors, through sponsoring people. It's this unending chain of recovery, and that's how it works. And I do believe that Bill and Bob are up there looking down on us, and that the most important thing is our relationship and reliance on God. And it, you know, I as an inventor, I always do think that they had such an amazing startup, and you know, they were creating as they went along. And we all we have to do is follow the winners and just the steps that we took. We get to follow those steps. And, you know, we don't have to create them. They had to say, is this working? What do you think of this? That, along the way, that's so much harder than just following the successful steps. I'm so grateful for that. And in today's times, I feel like we're going through our own new reliance on God. This has shaken me to the core, what's been going on, not the virus, the other things behind the scenes. Just completely needing to rely on God. I just feel that I just need to just keep shoring up my recovery and always remembering to put my recovery first. And every time I have fear, to just keep surrendering it to faith. There's so much research about 5G that keeps getting squelched, and I keep feeling afraid. And all my responsibility is to turn it over to my loving, higher power, to the care of God. So I'm praying only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. And God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. And thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Robin P. Sherry KB, you're up now. And then Leslie W. will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and Team Tuesday and everybody on the line. And welcome, newcomers. I love this paragraph. I love the next one, too. I had a hard time deciding between today and tomorrow. But my full reliance needs to be on a higher power. And, you know, when I first started listening to A Vision for You back in, 12 or 13, and I remember hearing this person say on the line, you know, our full reliance needs to be on a power greater than ourselves, because what if this meeting is no longer here? What if meetings are no longer, you know, face-to-face? You know, what if your sponsor leaves? You know, what's going to happen to you? That's why your full reliance needs to be on a higher power. You can get support from your fellows, support from the meetings, support from various places, but your full reliance really, truly needs to be on God. And I've never forgotten that, and that stuck with me for almost 7 years. And, you know, so what I do is, you know, you'll hear people talk about how they're afraid to sponsor, and I've heard be afraid if you don't sponsor, you know, because it is important to sponsor, because that's where you continue working your steps and also doing your own step work. And that I've been taught as a step guide, to my job is to get the person I take through is to fully rely on their higher power and not on me. They can get support from me, but my job is to help them to get unblocked, to connect with their higher power. And I really believe in that, because I have seen such a difference in when people do that and when I've done it myself. And, you know, my higher power is never going to let me down. And it talks about, you know, that if I rely on finite self, I'm limited, but if I rely on infinite higher power, which is unlimited, vast, amazing, things get done, things happen. And I can honestly say for myself that when I have asked my higher power for help, my higher power has always been there, always, and has never let me down. And that talks about that on page 181 when Dr. Bob talked about that your Heavenly Father will never let you down. And that the whole idea of this book is to get connected to a higher power so that you can carry the message. And that is the message, that it's a full reliance on a higher power to get connected, to get unblocked, to get connected to God through the steps. And that's what it is for me. And that no human aid could relieve me of my compulsive overeating, only a power greater than myself. And I know that when I'm absent, happily, and contently, and neutral around the food, it's because I'm relying on God. When I rely on Sherry, I'm miserable. I'm white-knuckling it. But when I rely on God, I'm happy, joyous, and free. And without a pass, thank you.
I think we just lost a bit of you there, Sherry. I think we did. I'll take it that you are wrapping up.
Did you hear me?
You're kind of cutting in and out, Sherry.
Okay, well, I'm done. Thank you.
Is
we can't hear you.
Leslie, are you there?
I can hear you.
You can't hear me.
Now I can hear you.
I sure can. Maybe you couldn't hear me before. Okay. Maybe it was me that was cutting in and out. We kind of lost the last tail end of your share, Sherry. Is that okay?
Sure. No worries.
The last 7 seconds or something like that. Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to, in the interest of time, we're going to move on then to Leslie W. from Alaska, and then Leandra from M. We'll come after that. Paul G.
Hi, give us someone hearing me.
Hello, are you there, Leslie? Maybe it's the phone line itself. Let me see what we got.
No, this is Leslie. I'm here.
Let's get this clear a little bit, Leslie, before we go on. Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can. I think we got it together. Okay, super duper. Thank you so much. You're ready. I'll give you a treat.
Okay, thank you. This is Leslie W. in Alaska, and I am learning to rely on my higher power. And I realize that when it's said in this chat, this paragraph, it definitely, my real reliance is always upon God. I have to remember that. And when I'm not relying on God, or when I'm particularly vulnerable when I'm feeling those normal human emotions that get in the way, and I take back my will and act accordingly, that isn't always the right thing, and I can make mistakes and do stupid things. And so when I rely on my higher power, that requires me to pause and ask, what is the next right thing? What should I do? What's God's will for me? And that is my very important lesson right now in my life, and I'm really glad that I'm here learning it, and that that there are people that I can talk to and reach out to get help, but at the same time, I need to rely on my higher power, number one. So that's all I had to say today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Leslie W., and for hanging out with us there. Okay, so here I'm going to try to do this name, and I don't know why. I just didn't write it down. Is it Leanda or Leandra M.? Is that for three?
It's Leandra.
Leandra. Okay, drop the R. Thank you for helping me out.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to listen. I'm a little teary just hearing people speak a familiar language just is blessing me this morning. I started in an OA group in 2015 and began working my steps and relying on God in new ways through the steps has been a really powerful, beautiful experience for me. But I kind of have wandered away, not so much from the principles of the steps, but from probably actively applying my step 10 and 11. And I never have achieved a place of abstinence or recovered compulsive eating. I had a sponsor that didn't believe in the concept of being fully recovered. And I know there's probably different views on that, but I kind of began to walk away because I wasn't seeing what I was hoping for. And yesterday I came home from work and got into the food and afterwards reached out to God and just tired of the pattern. And I listened and I felt him prompt me to go to a vision for you. I'm kind of a newly discovered this website. And I saw that there was a meeting today. And so I thought, I'm going to get on and I'm just going to be vulnerable and say, I need God. I need the steps. And I would love a sponsor. I do have a vibrant walk with the Lord, but I can't seem to be recovered in my compulsive overeating. Thank you for listening. Sorry, my voice is quivery. I'm a little teary. But I just appreciate this space to hear you. And I just feel thankful. Pass.
Thank you very much, Leandra. That's Leandra M. Up now for 3 minutes is Janice K. If you want to press star one, please, and then Mo H will follow you.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. I am amazed and humbled by the fact that this program fills in where I'm empty. And for me, I thought I was very good at relying on God. And then I found out that for me, maybe not for other people, but for me, it is as hard to surrender for the need for human fellowship as it is to surrender to God. I have a strong and pernicious need to be self-sufficient. I am so much determined to say, oh, I can do this myself. And it isn't just the surrender to God, it is the surrender to a spiritual higher power. I struggle occasionally with, more than occasionally, several times a day, with the reality that in this program, God wears skin. And when I call my fellows, many times I hear God through them. I have come to think that this need of mine to be self-sufficient, it's a core issue, and I am rather sure at this point that it leads to selfishness and self-centeredness that have plagued me all my life. Outreach calls when I want to eat is a form of surrender. And surrender in this program, for some of us, is not only surrender to the higher power, but it's a surrender to the fact that we acknowledge we need other people. So thank you for being my people. Thank you for all the times you pick up your phone. And we are to each other from time to time the example that God wears skin. Thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Janice K. Next up, and probably our last, we might have room for one more, but for sure, next up is Mo H. for three, and then we'll take it from there. Hi, Mo.
Hey, good morning, Melanie. Mo H. here, recovered compulsive eater in Walnut Creek, California. Wow, I could relate to everybody's share this morning. I can most mornings anyway. Just powerful, powerful stuff, yes. And I too am zeroing in on God will determine that. So you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. So the must, I heard there are 72 musts in this big book, and real reliance is always upon Him. And it reminded me that back on page 45 is the thesis line of the big book. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. And then that goes back to page 20, which it says, it is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. So the whole big book is about finding a power greater than myself. And I was raised very religious, very dictatorial. And as I say to my sponsees, that God worked for me when I was that age. But there came a time where that did not work for me anymore, and I left. And I left God. And my life was probably more unmanageable then. But with the help of another, God with skin on, I created a new higher power for myself, one that is loving, kind, gentle, always there, willing to listen. And it can be anything. It can be you on outreach calls. It can be nature. It can be sometimes even my husband when, you know, he has an idea and I go, that's interesting, you know, and he guides me. So I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do before I even roll out of bed is I thank God for another day. I say thank you, God, for another day, for a chance to live in a decent way. You know, help me be more understanding and kind. And then I get up and do my bathroom thing, and then I come back and I pray. And on the tip of my tongue are many of these prayers that are Bill and Bob and all those who created this big book. I found out this weekend that it's not just Bill, but there was a lot of people involved in writing this big book. There's a lot of prayers in there, you know, when I get angry. God, save me from being angry. Thy will, not mine, be done. You know, the sick man's prayer. Help me show them or him or her the same tolerance, pity, and patience I would cheerfully grant a sick friend. There are so many beautiful prayers. Okay, got it. Thank you, Melanie. I'll have a great day.
Thank you, Mo H. There is time for one more share. If you'd like to take that, take your first name and first initial of your last name. Star one, please.
Marlene M.
Somebody M.
Hi, Marlene.
Marlene. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. It's your turn. Let's take three.
First time sharing. I just didn't know how to do this. I didn't know how to do it. So I learned through the steps. I can't. God can. I will let him. And why wasn't I letting him? What was in the way? Well, the food, number one. The selfishness, the jealousy, the anger, the fear. So much was in the way of this most precious contact, which sometimes I need the God with skin on. Sometimes I can go directly each day, starting with prayer, ending with prayer, and living happy, joyous, and free. Thank you so much.
That was it. Okay. I think we might be able to squeak out another 2 minutes at most, maybe 90. Who wants to do that? Hi. Thanks. Anyway, Marlene, I'm sorry. I jumped right over you. Thank you, Marlene.
That's okay.
Hi, this is Zane W.
Zane W. Let's go. Let's go with 90 seconds.
All right. Sounds good. Good morning, Zane W., compulsive overeater. It's good to be here. I appreciate, you know, I guess the fellowship that I crave. I didn't totally realize it, but a vision for you, this specific, you know, home group or group of people is part of what I craved. And I've been sponsored now for just over a week after about 3 years in OA, you know, and I've actually been, you know, entirely abstinent after learning what that means. I think for 5 or 6 days now, or this is actually my 7th day. And, you know, I'm getting in, just been really spending a lot of time in the big book and a lot of time, and I'm very grateful to my new sponsor who's really devoted time to helping me get through this big book quickly. And I can say that I'm having a spiritual experience, and it's early, but it's not easy, and I'm definitely in withdrawal. I'm definitely prey to misery and depression, so I have to use the 10th step. And anyway, the specific line in here, one, having a fellowship of people who are doing this work really is great, and I'm building some great relationships. And two, we must remember that our real reliance is always upon God. And so whatever, any time that I'm disturbed or afraid or confused or whatever, I'm relying on something other than God, because when I'm relying on God, none of those things apply. You know, he's got it covered. So I am praying for trust today, for faith, and to continue working these steps. All right, thanks.
Thanks so much. That takes us to the end of this meeting today, because we'd like to share a few more moments during this particularly special time of increased attendance to getting more newcomer names and more sponsor contact information. So if you hang around for the last 10 minutes of the unrecorded meeting, that would be wonderful. But in the meantime, I would like to ask Deborah S. to please read page 164, a book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll follow that with a serenity prayer. If you want to say that together, it would be great to do so. Hi, Deborah. Good morning.
Hi, here I am. 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.